Well, 2021 was a bit of a slog. We did have some real highlights. We completed a water treatment plant in partnership with Lake Bebe Nation and Sealkath Co. I'm not sure if you know, but those two First Nations are within the boundaries of the village of Burns Lake. So it was a great opportunity to partner with them and get better water for our community. So we have a manganese-free water supply now, so that's pretty huge. We also completed a new tourism strategy for the village and began with the initial implementation. So we're kind of really frantically working at being ready for the 2022 travel season. And I think the opportunity, if there is an opportunity within COVID, is that there has just been more regional travel. And so we're really excited about the opportunity to showcase what Burns Lake has to offer. We just have those wide open spaces, which are so important for COVID, endless lakes, and of course, that world-class bike park that we have. So we're just really excited about that and getting ready for that. And I guess finally, we have some very exciting accomplishments, but we cannot reveal them until next year. So sometime early, I know. So sometime early next year, we are going to reveal those, but we're quite thrilled with that.
Now, just to kind of flip the coin on the other side, so what were some of your biggest challenges that the community of Burns Lake faced this year?
Hands down, it's definitely COVID, right? It's not unlike anyone, all the other communities probably can say the very same thing. Just, the impacts on our population. Everybody's just so exhausted and everybody's kind of a little bit grumpy with it all, right? And, I worry about the potential of the irreparable harm that could be done to the social fabric, which is, it's just such a critical piece for communities like ours and for the region as a whole. And I'm looking forward to finding ways to do some repair on that and find some healing. And hopefully there's a way back.
Yeah, I mean, did you ever in your wildest dreams consider that in your term as being a mayor, you were going to have to deal with a global pandemic?
Absolutely not. I mean, I'm 50 years old and we've never had a pandemic. We had no idea what something like this could do to, the system as a whole and to the individual psyche. And I think that living through this, years down the road, we're going to have that hindsight 2020, and it's going to be Yeah, then we're going to, I think there's going to be things that we're going to say, oh, we really didn't have to worry about that. And we didn't have to be so concerned. But right now, we just don't have that. It's not in our, we don't remember that as a whole. Like there are members of our community that have some, memory of, polio and those things. But most of us really don't have that. And so we just don't know how we're going to fare after this is all over.
What were some, how about some memorable days or defining moment from 2021? Does anything stick out in your mind?
I wish I could say that it was some really bright spot in the year. But I don't. And maybe in it, to some degree it is, and but I think really the discovery of the victims at the residential school in Kamloops has been the most defining moment of the year. That discovery of such a horrible thing in our not too distant past, and the communal grief that was so palpable during that time, and it still is, has really affected, I think, our community that is, 50% First Nations. I think that that we have all felt it to a large degree. And I think, you know, on the bright side, I think there has been a shift. I definitely see the change in the level of compassion and understanding for our First Nation brothers and sisters. So, you know, I think that has been pivotal.
So I guess more than anything else, and this could be the last question, but how do you think that that's, how do you think being a public figure at this time with, like we said, this time of truth and reconciliation, as you had mentioned with the discovery of the mass graves and a pandemic, what do you think that that this kind of having to be in the public sphere and a representative, how do you think this that's affecting you?
Well, honestly, I think, you know, UBC recently did an interview with a number of local leaders, I think maybe leaders throughout the province, on, you know, the pandemic and mental health and kind of the impacts of that. And honestly, I would say that we probably won't really know until we're done. And when that is, you know, anyone's best guess. Mm-hmm. In terms of myself, you know, I've had to be stronger than ever before. I've had to process a lot of frustration and grief and and continue to present, you know, the best self and the strongest self to the public. That's not to say I haven't been vulnerable. I know that the, you know, with the residential school discovery, that, you know, hits somebody in leadership to the core. And, you know, there's a definite need to kind of understand the impacts of that and be vulnerable and open with what that meant to you and to your community. And yeah, I think just the demands of the last 2 years, and particularly the last year, has, you know, you just don't have time to think of yourself in the process. Like, what is the best thing for our community today, and where do we need to go with it? And you have to let so much just roll off and keep going. And honestly, I think that the last 2 years, and particularly the last year, has made me a stronger, more compassionate leader, for sure.